This is Dairy Radio Now, Milky Monday.
Dave Krasnowski, StoneX Dairy Group Broker in Chicago. Dave, last week's global dairy trade plunged 7.4%, sending CME powder prices lower, but GDT cheese was up and CME blocks topped $2 a pound.
Lee, it's a tale of two cities, I guess, or two markets, the U.S. market and the global market. The global market on powders still very weak. China hasn't come back in aggressively, although they have come in a little bit better in the past couple of events. Southeast Asia has actually slowed down a little bit. Of course, GDT was a lot weaker than we had anticipated. We thought it'd be down about 2.3%, down 7.4%. But the U.S. market for cheese is a different story. And this is a really good point to bring up to your listeners. We have to remember that the U.S., there's a lot of cheese made and packaged and consumed right here on U.S. soil. And that's the story that we have going on right now. We actually don't need the exports right now. Ultimately, I'm being a little facetious. We do need exports. But right at the moment, we've got a tightness on the availability of fresh cheese, the cheese that can trade at the exchange that goes to set the price for every probably 80 or 85% of the cheese in the country is set off of the CME spot market. And that's 4 to 30 day old cheese. So you can have all the 60 day old cheese you want. Doesn't make a lick of difference. We need fresh cheese. And we've got some production hiccups, both on the farm level, of course, because producers have not been paid very well this year. And cull rates are up 7% for the year. So we're killing more animals. But on top of that, we actually had some production issues back in July at the cheese plant. So there's a little bit less fresh cheddar out there at the moment. And that's what's causing this $2 cheese market.
And of course, schools are about to reopen. So that's going to draw more milk away from the vat and put it in the bottle.
Absolutely. So if this had happened in April, we might not be talking about $2 cheese, but you've kind of got this perfect storm of different things that are pulling on the available supply of milk, which, by the way, is less than it was back in April. So all of these things really equated to a 70-cent rally on the price of block cheese in 7 weeks. Nobody saw this coming, except maybe me, Lee. I think on previous interviews, I said we were going to improve the price of cheese for the producers in the second half of the year. I didn't quite expect this, but certainly something wonderful to watch.
And so glad that you're on our program, Dave. Dave Krasnowski, StoneX Dairy Group Broker in Chicago.
Another simple miracle moment with Hank and Laura.
So much to do and so little time to do it. If only we had more time. Or could it be that the problem is not our shortage of time, but maybe just too much to do?
If you feel like you'd like to get a better handle on how you spend your time, a great place to start is with a time budget. For 1 week, write down every task that you do and how long you spend doing it.
Now that you have an accurate log of how you spend your time, you can decide if you want to make changes. Americans spend an average of 5.5 hours on their cell phones and another 4.5 hours a day watching TV.
We all have the same amount of time every day, and you have the power to choose how you spend it. As you consider altering how you spend the most valuable thing that you have, consider this. Never let those things that matter most be at the mercy of those things that matter less.
That's Hank Wagner and Laura Rotz, author of the book Simple Miracles. For more, go to becomebetterleaders.com.
The familiar sounds of school hallways, students traveling from class to class, and a reminder that the school year is or will soon be underway. Also busy this time of year, school nutrition personnel. As Agriculture Deputy Secretary Social Torres-Small recently noted,
we've also seen the challenges when it comes to the supply chain, making sure that they have a reliability when it comes to food. And particularly in rural places, when you've got a smaller population and lower student size, it becomes even more difficult to be able to pull together the funds to have an operating kitchen that has all of the necessities to make sure that meal can be as healthy as possible.
Where this becomes increasingly important is in studies that show the correlation and value between school meals and the health of students that consume them.
Every day, almost 30 million children eat a school meal. And what research tells us is that that's typically the healthiest meal that that child will eat that day. So it's important in this moment that we have to make sure that kids get a healthy meal that will help them during this formative time to be able to learn at their best and also grow into healthy adults.
That is what led to the establishment of the Healthy Meals Incentives Initiative. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.